Matovu is not only a prayer that we say when we enter a shul because it's a bracha that was given to us in association with the shul. When Bilam blessed our Bate Knesios and Bate Midrashos, our shuls and houses of study. But I think the fact that it was blessed by a non-Jew is significant. I think that the Torah perhaps in having this blessing come from a non-Jew is telling us that one of our primary missions as Jews is to be an Or LaGoyim, is to be a light unto the nations. Sometimes we only are focused inwardly into what we believe, into what's best for us, for the survival of our people, and that's certainly very important. But Matovo Alecha Yaakov Mishkanosecha Yisrael tells us that the other nations are watching us as well. And when we walk into the shul and use our shuls as opportunity to cultivate our spirituality and to connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and God and use these opportunities of Kedusha, of sanctity, to help strengthen our own spirituality, and we do that, then we will truly become an Or LaGoyim, a light unto the nations, so such that the other world, the other nations will bless us. And perhaps we should have this in mind when we enter into the shuls and when we say Matovu Alecha Yaakov, we recognize our mission is to cultivate our spirituality to become that Or LaGoyim, which is our mission designated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu.